Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we come, hallelujah, with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for enabling us to gather together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this world is not our home, God, but that you have prepared for those that are living according to your command, hallelujah, a mansion laid in reserve that building is filled by the hand of God. But until you rapture that cloud on one historic day, we will be coming and going as pilgrims in this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those, hallelujah, that may or may not know of you, hallelujah, in the pardons of their iniquity. Lord, I want you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words, hallelujah, of wisdom to those that are hurting so deeply within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we will be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the praise belong to you. These and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we as a holy nation around this world shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And as I've already stated, I just thank those of you that were so kindly able to tune in. And I want you to tune in, you know, and listen and hear what thus says the Lord. Because God always gives me something to bring before his people. And that is my job. That is my M.O. is to bring you the divine word of truth. And my ministry and this radio station go hand in hand. One do not go without the other. That's just like saying to a person, I like you, but I don't like your name. So to like that person, you have to like that person or their character as well as their identity. So this is what I'm speaking about. This ministry and Blog Talk Radio go hand in hand. So if you would so kindly just tune in to the various programs and listen in, you know, and just give God 20 minutes of your time. I don't think that's asking too much for a great big God that has enabled us to cross over into the year of 2014. And so we can never repay God all that we owe him. All we can do is just praise him in our gratitude and serve him according to his command. That's how we can repay God, is by living for him and doing what's right in the eyesight of God and in the eyesight of mankind. So I would just ask you, if you will, to tune in to those programs as I post them on my pastoral pages, Facebook and Twitter, and various pages that I have around the internet. I would be so gracious, just pleased for your patronage. And God will bless you for doing so. Because God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. You might say, well, Overseer Ward, I'm not giving you any monetary, you know, of value. But if you're giving in your time, you give it just the same. And so as I've already stated, God will definitely bless you for being a blessing to this ministry. And you can be a blessing by tuning in and listening to the various sermons that are broadcast live here on Blog Talk Radio Podcast. And you're now tuned into, as I've already stated, the Old Ship of Zion. And your host is Overseer Janice Ward. And so we're going to go now on into our program. And our sermon on this morning is Fear Under House Arrest. I will say that one more time. Fear Under House Arrest. And we're living in a time and in a world where so much is happening, as you turn on your television, turn on your radio, turn on your cell phone, turn on your iPad, turn on whatever digital device that you might have in your possession, buy a newspaper, talk to your neighbors, you'll always hear some tragedy that always attacks our society every day that we live. And may it be, you know, assault on a senior citizen, a theft of property, a tax on one bodily. We can always hear stories of a dismay and just cruel events that are happening around the globe. And I know that has put some people on the alert. And you're under the attack. And when you're under fear, that's a satanic, force that has you fearful. And that means that cripples you in your private life as well as your personal life. And so you're under attack because you refuse to go outside of your home unless you're accompanied by someone. So that means that you are fearful and that you will not go outside of your home unless accompanied by a second person. And so God do not want you and I to live in fear, because God knows that fear is of satanic forces, and that fear is what our adversary calls him, Satan. He's our adversary. He brings about fear. He brings about destruction in our lives every day. And his MO is to rob, steal, and kill, and destroy. That's what he does every day. So he brings about fear in one's life to hold you hostage in your own surroundings, hostage in your domain, hostage, you know, in your office space, you know, or wherever that you might be. You're just confined. You're confined to your domain because of fear. And so we have to break that change cycle of fear that have you bound to your living space. And some of you will not drive on the freeway because of fear. You said, no, I'm going to take the side road. So you avoid the freeway because of fear and because of doubt. But I come to encourage you on this morning that God can remove all fear and doubt from your heart and mind starting today. Hallelujah. God is a right now God. Hallelujah. And we will take our key scripture is coming from the law of Matthew 8 and 26. And it reads like this. Why are you fearful? That's coming out of the law of Matthew 8 and 26. Why are you fearful? And we know that fearful can be a thing where you are dwelling in the past, yet you're living in the future. And we know that the Exodus declare how God had delivered the belligerent Hebrews from the Egyptian bondage. So now if that be the case, why in Numbers 14 would Israel desire their previous slavery and not future freedom? How could they be so backwards, especially after they witnessed God's repeated actions for them? And in short, the root of their continued problems in the wilderness was their lack of faith. The situation seemed hopeless when life offered no guaranteed except death. Pressure, it pushed Israel to the edge of their reason of faith. Their blindness to God's power caused them to waver. With God, that we had died in the land of Egypt. And wherefore had the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword? And you go down to verse 2 to 3. Rather than showing faith, they argued fruitlessly. Israel, anxiety over their difficulties, created the powerful illusion that their past was preferable to their future. They lost focus at the worst possible time until Moses pointed them in a different direction. And the Lord will bring us into this land and give it us. That's verse 8. And we know that the key to survival of our generation is to avoid the temptation to look back at the past and remember how God had delivered us and promised us a future with Him. And I'm here to encourage you on today, regardless of any and all of uncertainty, you can be inspired today to know that your spiritual weakness and rebellion surrounding God's very people, this generation needs to hear that God is able to take us through the desert of drug abuse, increasing in mortality and rising violence. More than ever, people under fire need to keep faith in God. More than ever, believers need to embrace God when circumstances look bleak. Hallelujah. And I know as a little girl, I was told that when all else fails, faith and adherence to God's truth would sustain me. I was also told that God never fails. Hallelujah. And so our prayer today would be, hallelujah, God, when we see through eyes of fear and self-hatred, we are weak. Help us, Lord, to escape the anxieties of the past and deliver this generation of spiritual maturity. Faith in your word, hallelujah, and the will to succeed. Come into our lives, for only you can shape our adequate response. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm pretty sure that there are some of those that are out there in my digital listening live podcast audience on this morning. As you would fall asleep, you had challenges during your childhood. Hallelujah. No sooner than you could turn out the lights than you know that the crop of clothes that you had thrown over in a chair would soon take on a form of a fearing dragon. And the thought of something living under your bed put you into a panic mode that made your sleep impossible. But you have come to realize that the immobilizing power of fear is not just in your childhood experiences, but fear, hallelujah, keeps us from forgiving. It keeps you from taking a stand at the office. Fear keeps you from giving your resources to God's kingdom work. Fear, hallelujah, are saying that no when all our friends are saying yes. And we know that you are left to yourself. And we are up against a lot of fiery dragons in our lives. We know that in the story of the disciples, in the storm-tossed they boat, and I was struck by the fact that the only one who was not afraid was Jesus. He was not afraid of the storm. Nor was he afraid of a crazy man in a graveyard or a legion of demons that possessed him. You read in the law of Matthew 8 and 23 through 34. We know that in the face of fear, we need to hear Jesus ask, why are you fearful? That again is in verse 26. And be reminded that he will never leave us, not forsake us. There is nothing that he can't overcome, and therefore nothing for him to fear. So I would suggest that next time you're haunted by your fears, remember that you can only rely on Jesus. He is our fearful champion. Hallelujah. And we know that fear can limit us. Fear keeps us in bondage. That's what fear does. Fear will just keep you from really going out and then exploring the world. Keep you from finding out what it is that God has for you. And we know that fear don't just target the young at heart, but fear can paralyze a grown man as well. We know that in Gideon must have been afraid when the angel of the Lord came to him and he was threshing wheat in secret, hide from his Midianite enemies. And we read in the law of Judges 6 and 11, the angels told him that he had been chosen by God to lead his people in battle. That's in verse 12 through 14. And Gideon's response was, oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in the Messiah, and I am the least in my father's house. After being assured of the Lord's presence, Gideon still seemed fearful and asked him for signs that he would use him to save Israel, as he promised. And you go down to verse 36 through 40, and God responded to Gideon's request. Hallelujah. The Israelites were successful in battle and then enjoyed peace for over 40 years. Now, we all have fear of various kinds, from worms to walls. Gideon's story teaches us that we can be confident of this. If God asks us to do something, he'll give us the strength and the power to do it. And as you're ever fearful of moving forward in your life, hallelujah, I'd ask you to take the fear out of living and put your faith in the living God. And it ended. I hope and I pray that this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You can see send your correspondence to make them attendance to Overseer Janet Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now. We will allow the music to bring the conclusion of this program to its end. Bye for now. Oh,